Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all have a tendency to overcomplicate things.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah. Our relationships, our emotions, our jobs. Mm. And I think jobs is the most common overcomplication for everyone listening. Because in reality, all you need to do is go to work every day and do your job.
Do your thing.
Yeah. And if there's a day you don't want to go to work, just don't go. But there's a man who made national news this morning.
What did he do?
Well, because instead of keeping things simple,
yeah,
he had to overcomplicate stuff. And now, not only is he out of a job, he might be looking at jail time.
Ooh, took it too far.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Brandon Sewells is 19 years old.
Oh, he's a kid.
And he had himself a hell of a day last week. See, Brandon works at a tire place.
Okay.
And on his way to work, something went awry. He was found on the side of the road under a water tower in the town that he lives in. His hands were bound. There was duct tape over his
mouth. He had robbed?
He was kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
When police got to the scene, Brandon told them that he had been driving around when two masked men jumped in the car.
Who's kidnapping his broke ass?
Well, he's got the story. So he says they hit him over the head, knocked him unconscious, and they drove him around and then dumped his ass out. He claims that his father has money that is hidden all over the town that he lives in, and that's what these people were trying to get from him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What a story.
But there's good news, Tommy.
What happened?
Based on where this kid was kidnapped and what he said went down, there was going to be a ton of surveillance cameras to get a look at who did it. Weird thing, though.
What happened?
Well, they couldn't really find the incident on any surveillance cameras. This is the spokesperson for the police department explaining what actually happened to 19-year-old Brandon.
He informed us that he was hit in the head and stuffed in a car in front of his home. After we showed him all the information, he informed us that he at first stuffed the bandana in his mouth, and afterwards he took off his own belt and bound his hands, laid on the ground and scooted out near the side of the road where somebody could see him and waited. He admitted that he fabricated the story because he didn't want to go to work.
He just didn't want to call in.
He just didn't want to call in to work.
That's more work than work.
I know. 100%.
God, man.
He's like, here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. So not only is the kid out of a job, obviously. Yeah. He was arrested. He's now facing charges for filing a false police report. The lesson we never learn, no matter how old we get. You don't need some elaborate story to get out of going into work. All you have to do, if you're looking for a day off, is call your boss and say, I don't feel well, I'm not coming in. And it'll literally work every time.
Yeah, especially these days.
100%. Right. 100%. Yet for some reason, we always, and we're all guilty of this, have to overcomplicate the situation. Mm-hmm. We feel we need to come up with some elaborate story. We have to get family members and friends in on it. We create details that now you have to remember for the rest of your work life there.
Yes.
When all you had to do was go, I'm not coming in. Now, 226,000 if you want to jump in.
Yeah.
Your most elaborate missing work lie. Because the one thing I can't get over, to your point, even if he had gotten away with it, he still spent the day duct taped and bound on the side of the road.
And not only that, you tack on however much time it's going to take for the police to do their investigation, because that's not exactly just a, oh, okay, you're free now, time to go. Like, the story's not over yet. You still have a lot to go through. You got to be questioned. They're going to be investigating whatever details you told them, and then you got to relive that.
Hey, you're in the national news.
Yeah.
But, like, if he got away with it, you're right, Kimmy. Like, all of these, think about the hours you had to add to your life, right?
Yeah.
Like, you were literally bound and gagged in public. Like, how much does your job have to suck that laying in the cold all day long, bound and gagged, is a better alternative
than your job?
Maybe go to Craigslist, start searching for a new gig.
Because I remember, like, the one thing guys used to always do was use family problems that you can, that's going on. My mother's sick.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got to do, like, they would always do that. But that's a one and done. Like, she can't keep getting cancer. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, she could.
Yeah, it reared its ugly head again last week.
Keeps coming back.
I knew a kid in college who faked or tried to fake a plane ticket, like, printed out an itinerary to get out of a final that he slept through. So he said, I had to fly home. I don't know what family member he said was sick or dying or something. I had to fly home immediately to go see them. And I don't think he got away with it. But he tried to print out this fake ticket. And
well, he slept in. What are you?
No, but I'm like, I would. Jesus Christ, but you're that smart.
All right, but that one I get. It's a back end. You're trying to save your ass on the back end. You have no choice. Okay, you got to figure it out. Right. But if you're just trying to not go to work, just call in and say you're sick.
So I knew one dude. I remember back when I first started working. I go, you know what you got to do? You call in sick in the morning, lay in your bed, but lay on your back with your head down to the floor, but you're still on the bed. So you're laying backwards in bed. Okay. Then get on the phone and you'll sound sick because of the way your body's positioned.
Oh.
Who the hell says that works? Just sound weird. You don't sound sick.
And why can't you just talk like this when you call?
Oh, this is easier. Because you don't have to fake it.
How much does your boss care, honestly? If you called in
How much do you matter?
It might not be the boss that you're worried about. It could be coworkers that you know are going to mock you. Let's say you're somebody that takes a lot of sick time. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're this guy, I've already taken this many sick days and I get crap for it. Now I'm going to show them not to make fun of me.
Okay, but you got caught faking your kidnapping, though.
I'm not saying it was a smart plan.
It's so much easier to call in sick now because, they can't question anything anymore. Back in the day, they could say you're lying, you're a puss, get back to work. You can't do that anymore. We've known people that have taken a lot of time off for just issues.
And what's the first thing we do, though? We question them.
You can't stop them.
You're right. The boss can't really say anything. Well, but your coworkers... Co-workers can give you a hard time.
Well, that's never going to go out of style, hopefully.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you're missing that much time at work, you probably don't care about what your coworkers think anyway.
True.
Right?
True.
If you don't take your job seriously enough where you're faking sick all the time, who cares what they think about me? I'm at home drinking beer.
Yeah, that's so true.
Dude, 6,000 19-year-old kid gets arrested after filing a fake police report. He kidnapped himself, left himself out under a water tower, bound and gagged to get out of work for a day. Don is on CMF. Hey, Donnie. How are you, brother?
Morning. You'll find this one amusing. So I worked, I started Kodak as a young guy. We worked all the time. We never shut down. Weekends, everything, Christmas. So Saturday night I went out to party at this place in Webster where we used to go and start bonfires and drink and hoot and holler all night long. And I meant to go home, but I never did. So I thought I'd just stay up and go to work. Well, there was none. A buddy of mine looks at me about 5 in the morning. He goes, you're not going to work, are you? I go, no. So I didn't know what I was going to do. I was on my motorcycle, pull up to a gas station, never shut my bike off. It's out in the parking lot going boom, 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 boom. The phone's ringing. I don't know what I'm going to say. I told him I was in jail.
No, you didn't.
I did. And then I got busted because the assistant foreman, his brother-in-law, just so happened to drive the paddy wagon from the burbs into the city. And found out I wasn't at it.
Oh, man.
Okay, so what happened?
He was cool. He let my friends know that he knew that I was full of stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
But he never pursued it at all. So.
Hey, Don, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
How is I'm in jail better than I have the flu?
Well, it sounds tougher.
That's all I could think of at the time.
You could just say you were sick. I don't get it.
The condition I was in after being up all night.
I'm going to call in incarcerated.
Okay. That's all I could think. The phone was actually ringing, and I didn't even know what I was going to say.
All right. Well, Don, I'm glad you're older and wiser now.
Yeah. Okay. Later.
Let's see you, Donnie.
Is it possible that this is a story that got out of hand based on the stories this kid has told his coworkers?
Oh, snowball.
Because he says that he told the police officers that his family has money all around, that somebody he wanted to kidnap him for. Like, maybe they started to question that story he was telling people, so he came up with some scheme to prove, like, see, no, they want my parents' hidden money around town.
So he was killing all the birds with one stone?
Yeah, I guess. Kinda, maybe it just was, like, a story that got so elaborate, so out of hand, that this was his solution to prove it to people.
I guess it's possible. I see you guys on hold. 2226000, we're talking about your most elaborate work lie and how you don't need it. And look, I criticize. I am also guilty of this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I was like 19. Yeah. I was working at Wegmans, mm-hmm. prepared food section, and I get a call early in the morning from my agent. It's a Friday morning, and I got an offer to make a bunch of money on this show that night.
Go do stand up.
Yeah. Okay. So it was in Ohio, like 6 hours away. One of the comics got sick, something happened. We need you there tonight. So to make it, I got to leave Rochester at like noon.
Okay.
So I call my brother,
all right.
and I'm like, I need your help.
All right, so what's he going to do?
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have you call the phone at work in the prepared food section.
Mm-hmm.
I give him the number, and I go, you're going to say, Grandpa's in the hospital. You got to get out. You got to come.
So you're at work.
Yes, and he's going to tell this to me, and I'm going to put on an act in front of everybody.
Oh, my God, Grandpa.
And somebody else is going to answer
the
phone.
And you were the president of coleslaw.
So here's the thing. Right. I didn't have to do that. I could have grabbed my stomach and started going like, oh.
So how'd it go?
Okay. So.
Because Wegmans pretty buttoned up.
They are very buttoned up. So the phone rings, and I know it. I know. I go call at 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, yeah. Ring, 9 o'clock. My boss picks it up. Hello, Pat, there's an emergency situation.
What?
Oh, my God, bro. I'm Oscar worthy, right? Oscar worthy.
Yeah, I've seen your act.
Oh, my God. So I run over. Hello. And my brother's acting it on the other side of the phone, too. He goes, Pat, it's Ryan. I go, yeah? He goes, it's Grandpa. He's in the hospital. I go, oh, my God, what happened? My brother, deadpan. His head fell off.
No, he did not.
He says that, and it was so unexpected, I lost it. I'm dying laughing.
His head fell off.
So nobody could see me. I bury my face in my hands.
Oh,
and
yeah, now you look like you're crying.
Okay, but here's the thing. What? I have to cry now.
Yeah.
When my head comes back up, there have to be tears in my face. So
what did you tell people?
So I got my head in my hands. Mm. I'm pinching my eyelid as hard as I can, trying to produce tears. So now I look hysterically sad.
You should have thought about your comedy act. So what happened?
So, bro, it works. Right. I look hysterically sad. My book, go. All right, so I get out, boom, ready to go, go do the show, make the cash, come back Monday morning. I worked with these sweet old women who had bought cards and flowers
for
my grandfather.
How cool is that?
Bro.
Can that make sense, though? Like, I mean, people would...
So what'd you do?
You fool the...
You gotta go with it.
All the gullible people, yeah.
Oh, I went with it. And not only that, I worked with my roommate at the time, worked that same section.
Yeah.
So I had to keep the lie going at home also. So I had to bring these flowers home, and then I had to find a place to put them because I couldn't throw them out because then he would realize. So I'm like driving around Rochester, like, what am I going to do with these goddamn cards and flowers?
Hey, at least it worked though.
Okay, but it could have blown up five times and it was stupid. I just said it set my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
You never did this? You never had an elaborate over the top one?
So my stuff always was... I would always use my father's heart attack.
Oh.
And I used to use it for school and stuff, like, just to get out of anything. So, like, they would go, why didn't you do it? Oh, my dad, you know, he had his heart attack, you know, and had to go back to the hospital. So, and it worked because it was perfect. I used it for work. I used it for school. And once you said heart attack, hey, it's terrible.
So no one ever called your old man or your mother?
No. No, well, because why would you call? Because then you would have to call, like, you know, yeah, I'm in the middle of having a heart attack. Yes, I'm having a heart attack. And he always just say complications of, because he, and the best part was my father was feeding me all the information because he legitimately did have one heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew all the right things to say. It was the only time I did my homework was I knew like the key words to say about it. Like I even learned a word that I had to tell the teacher. It was called angina.
Oh.
I go, he has angina. She goes, what's that? He goes, it's hardening of the arteries. And they were like, oh, that's a thing. Yeah. Cholesterol. You better watch how many fried eggs you have there, sister.
226000, talking about this 19-year-old kid. Kidnapped himself, left himself out to be found simply to get out of work for the day. He has been arrested, filing a false police report. He's lost his job. All you got to do is fake sick. Just say you don't feel good. Dan's on CMF. Hey, Dan. How are you, buddy?
All right. I'm back.
Hey, what's up?
I was working part-time at Domino's, delivering pizzas.
Okay.
Here it is, the Super Bowl. First year the Bills are in. I'm like, and I'm working part-time for Domino's. And now my manager says, everybody has to work. No excuses. So what I do, I get in, I go to work at 5 o'clock. I take my first delivery. I'm not kidding you. I popped up the hood of my car, and I pulled a wire out of the car.
Nice.
So I knew that it wouldn't start. And my boss actually drove out there because he didn't believe me. So I put the key in the car and it started it, right? And he goes, it didn't start. And then he goes, well, you could use my car. I said, I'm not insured under your car. I'm not going to use your car. I'm going to have my mechanic fix it. So I go home. I darken all the curtains in my apartment. And my wife and I are watching the Super Bowl, right? And then the next day, or that night at 2 in the morning, I drove back, put the cable back in, and drove my car home.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant, though. That is brilliant.
But by the way,
oh
you missed on the best
Super Bowl. You got to be kidding me.
Bro, it's a Super Bowl. Oh. You're joking, right? First Bill Super Bowl ever. Payday. Screw the payday.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, look, I wish it was a happier ending for you. But, hey, it was a great story, Dan. Have a good rest of the day.
So back in the grocery days, especially, like...
I love how, like, our timeline of the break room is, like, you know, BG, AG, before grocery, after grocery.
After grocery, yeah. So if a girl came up to you and said anything, like, was wrong with her, go home.
I think that's still a rule.
Yeah, like, you could even question it. Like, no, because first of all, you didn't want to hear about it. And just, no, I don't need, that's all I want to know. You're having a problem down there, go home.
Yeah, like Kimmy's never called in sick, but if she did, I'm not asking any follow-up questions.
Like, you guys have the golden get out of work
free. I feel like
you
guys would ask follow-up questions.
I don't
you can't.
No. Right, what if it's a vagina thing?
Prove it.
What if it's a vagina thing? Yeah. I don't want
to. And that's all it has to be is a vagina thing. Game's over. It's your golden ticket. Go home.
Like, Kimmy,
retire.
How many?
We'll pay you to stay home with your vagina.
How many times did you fake get your period to get out of gym class?
Only when the swimming unit was going on. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how all the girls that happened to them at the same time when the swimming was happening?
Well, bro, that's the one time you don't want to see a vagina blowout. You're making Dracula tea.
Oh, my God.
You know,
Jaws is going to show up. Take an Uber.
You know it don't come out in the water, right?
Yes,
it does.
No, it's physically
doesn't.
Impossible.
It doesn't.
Yes, how is it not physically
it
possible?
Doesn't. It's
not.
Doesn't.
How are you this old and you didn't know that?
It could come
no,
out,
it
bro.
No, Google
the dolphins
it.
Smell it. You know the dolphins can smell when a woman's menstruating?
Really? Larry Zonka? He's got that kind of talent?
Yes, man. I saw he was Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid.
Shut up. Let's talk to Dave, going back to what we were talking about before Jaws was taking an Uber to get to the period pool. Dave's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Good. How about you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
So, you know how when you go into work, you got to get your temperature checked now? Like, they have those little thermometer guns. And they check your forehead.
Yeah.
That's why that thing's out there?
Where'd you think it was going?
I was putting it in the wrong spot.
Well, anyway, I was hungover as anything else.
Okay.
And I had to work at 8:30 a.m. at Wegmans. And what did I do? I boiled some water, put it in a thermos. I brought it into work, put it against my forehead so that my forehead was like probably 110 degrees.
Oh my God.
They shoot me with a gun and like they tell me, hey, you've got a fever. I had to pretend like, oh wow, what? I've got a fever? And they tell me, oh yeah, like you can't come into work now. You got to go home. And so thank God I could just stay home, be hungover, and not have to deal with the consequences of drinking too much.
Okay, but you're running a delicate dance there because if you go too hot, they're going to, like, call an ambulance for you.
Yeah, you're 110 degrees. You're a microwave.
Yeah, the thing didn't even read it. It just said hi. Like, it didn't even...
It was off the charts.
It caught fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my book was blowing up.
Hey, you don't still work there, Dave, do you?
Well, yeah, I do. I just use a fake name.
Okay, way to get genius. You don't have a really distinct voice, so you should be totally fine in a detailed
And the one
story.
Guy that had a 105 degree temperature.
Bye, Dave. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Bye.
Hey, listen, he called us.
Come on, dumbass, what are you doing?
There is one go-to lie that a lot of people will use, but if you plan on going to work the following day, you might be caught. A lot of people will blame it on car issues, but we knew a kid that did this, like, notoriously. Like, he did it every time he couldn't come in.
Yeah.
But his car was also fine the next day. Like, you all of a sudden got all this work done to your car within 24 hours.
At Car Shield.
And still have the same car.
It's like a suit of armor around my car.
Easy way to get around that.
Right.
Radiator tube.
Oh, you blew a hose?
So I had a truck, that truck that leaked in your driveway.
That thing leaked everything.
So it would blow hoses on a weekly basis. The hoses were cheap. You could put
just
it back
like
on.
Just like the driver.
So So, yes, there were days where I couldn't get to work simply because I blew a hose, but it took me 15 minutes to fix it. So, yeah, you would know.
True.
So, all right, everybody on hold. We are super late. We got to move on. I really appreciate the calls. You know, as we're talking about work dynamics, shut up. You're not that funny. Shut up.